The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
I'm Dan Rusinowski along with Dan Boyle at SAP Center at San Jose. Tonight, in front of a crowd of 12,804 fans, the Northern-Southern California rivalry between the San Jose Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings kicked off. And the final score is the Kings 4 and the Sharks 3. Time now for our Sharks instant replay to tell you how it all happened. In the first period, the shots were close. 7 for San Jose and 6 for Los Angeles. But one shot for the LA Kings was enough for that team to take the lead. Colin Graf out there with Delandria up front. On defense now it's Dickinson and Orloff. Here's Laferriere, shot blocked there by Orloff, but not cleared out. Penalty is over. Sent to the net. Save! Score! Corey Perry's in front of the goal. The Sharks couldn't clear, and the puck ricocheted right to Corey Perry. He makes it 1-0 Los Angeles at 10:54 of this first period. Corey Perry, in his 21st season in the NHL, still can get it done. He scores his third goal of the season from Brant Clark and also from Alex Laferriere. Time of that goal, 10 minutes, 54 seconds of the first period for Corey Perry. It is his 31st career goal against the Sharks, putting him into third place all-time on that list behind Keith Tkachuk, Brendan Shanahan, and Teemu Selanne. So that was the score at the end of one. And from that point on, the Sharks had a shooting gallery against goaltender Darcy Kemper, although Kemper saw many of the shots, and the Sharks had their most dangerous chances miss more than they went in. LA would take a 2-1 lead at 3:21 when Jeff Molot inserted into the lineup, put a beautiful shot past Yaroslav Askarov to get his first of the year. Corey Perry and Joel Edmondson assisted on that goal. Then Drew Doughty got his first goal of the season. Corey Perry was in front of the net causing some screen trouble. I don't think Askarov saw it. Doughty got his first of the year to the short side. Dumoulin and also Alex Turcotte got the assist at 6 minutes and 43 seconds. Then it came time for the Sharks, down 3-0 in the game, to get their offense together. And it began with Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith combining on a beauty. Rebound kept in by Toffoli. The Smith behind the goal. Sets up Celebrini off the end board. Back to Smith. Score! Celebrini took it from Smith right back to Celebrini and right back to Smith. And Smith finishes it off to put the Sharks on the board with a goal as gorgeous as you'll ever see. 4:27 to go in the second. The Sharks are on the board. Great goal that was finished off by Will Smith, his third of the season from Macklin Celebrini and Tyler Toffoli. So Celebrini now has a 5-game point scoring streak with the assist on that play. And it was 3-1. And the San Jose Sharks started to push harder. And they would get a second goal from Filip Kurashev on a bang-bang play in front. Eklund kept it in, though. Excellent job. He moves to the slot. He shoots it in front. Score! A weird bounce, and it comes out in front. And Filip Kurashev is Johnny on the spot, bangs it in, and now it's a one-goal hockey game. That was just a great goal by Kurashev, his second of the year, from Alex Wenberg and from William Eklund. That line combination got a lot of quality ice time, and they were effective.
Yeah, that literally just what I circled right here. 23 minutes for Wenberg, almost 25 for Eklund, 23 for Kurashev. Those are big numbers for forwards. They had a lot of chances. And I can hear my voice, when those goals were, some pretty backdoor goals. So I was very impressed with those.
Well, they were pretty sweet setups. And, of course, when Smith and Celebrini get going, that inspires the rest of the team. And so Kurashev, Wenberg, and Eklund tried it, and they combined on that second goal to make it a 3-2 game. So shots were 15-5 in favor of the Sharks in the second period, and they would score those two goals to get back into the game. They would outshoot the LA Kings 18-4 And actually, it was 16-4 in the second, 18-4 in the third period. The totals for the game, 41 for the Sharks and 14 for Los Angeles. Alex Wennberg would come out in the third period, and he would tie the game, that second line continuing to be effective. This one was at 4:48. And Kurashev walks up the left side, stops, gives now in close, behind the net. There's Skinner holding it, stick handling it, throwing it across. Here's Kurashev holding it, shooting it, wide, just wide. He toe-dragged it, missed the net. Final seconds of the power play ticking off. Here's Skinner in front, Kurashev, Wennberg, score! Tic-tac-toe! Alex Wennberg ties the game at 3 at 4:48 of the third period. And for Wennberg, that is his second goal of the year. Well, that was a sweet finish for Alex Wennberg. Nice setup by Kurashev and Jeff Skinner back in the lineup getting that second assist. The power play had just ended. That was an influence goal at 4:48, and it tied the game 3-3. At that point, the Sharks had a couple of chances to take control of the game and get the victory. But unfortunately, there was a little bit of goaltending and a little bit of miscue that got involved, and then Los Angeles would end up winning it. First things first, Darcy Kuemper made a stop on Michael Misa, who made a nifty move to try to get it by him midway through the third. Sent behind the net, now Wennberg in front, Misa! He shoots, and it's a great stop by the goaltender. Scramble for the rebound. Where is it? Is it across the goal line? Apparently not. Oh, so close for Michael Misa at the goal mouth, but it was stopped by the goaltender Kuemper with 8 seconds to go on the penalty on Doughty. Here's another situation. The Sharks on enough power plays to convert, but they did not do it tonight. They had that one power play influence goal by Wennberg, but they were 0-for-4 on the man advantage, and that would certainly come back to bite them at some point in the game. Of course, Yaroslav Askarov was another person heard from in the third period as the Kings try to take control a couple of times. Long shot by Kempe. Blocked. Uh-oh, Kempe steals it away from Liljegren. Moves and digs. And a great save by Askarov. Doing the splits. Stopping it with his right pad. Right after, Kempe stole the puck from Liljegren. That was a great save by Askarov. Again, a big steal by Adrian Kempe. But a big save by Askarov to keep the score 3-3. And then, unfortunately, Brant Clark, the kid from the Ottawa area, racing down the right wing side. Got a headman feed and put a perfect shot past Askarov for what proved to be the game winner. Here are the Kings on the right moving in. They score! Brant Clark taking the pass on the right wing side and beating Askarov cleanly with a hard wrist shot. Suddenly, the Kings are ahead 4-3. That was at 13:20 of the third period. Still time for the Sharks to tie it, but it proved to be the game winner. Brant Clark, his second of the season from Kempe and from Edmondson, and the Kings were in front 4-3. Coming down toward the end of the game, a delay of game over glass penalty was called on Joel Edmondson at 18:44. The Sharks pulled their goaltender Askarov for a 6-on-4 power play chance. And in the flurry, there were several opportunities, including one big one by Tyler Toffoli that stayed out. Celebrini has it with 28 seconds left in the game. Sends to Eklund, cross the rink, hit a stick. Kept in, though, by Klingberg. Swings it back to Macklin Celebrini. He sends it across the rink. Here's Will Smith in front. Toffoli, point-blank chance. Just missed the net. To the point. Celebrini's got it. To the left circle. There's Klingberg. 11 seconds left to Celebrini on the point. He shoots. Pad save. Klingberg down low. Trying to get it to the net. Fires it. It's across the rink. 3 seconds left. Can the Sharks shoot it? Macklin Celebrini backhands. But no, the Kings will hang on to win. So it was exciting, but L.A. gets the victory in regulation. Wow. That was a big win for Los Angeles. They continue their points pickups as they extend their streak to 6 straight games, picking up points, finishing up their road trip very successfully with a 4-3 win. The San Jose Sharks drop back to 2-6-2 on the season, 0-3-2 at home, and they will try to end that streak as they take on the New Jersey Devils on Thursday. Meanwhile, the Kings up their overall record to 5-3-3. They have 13 points, and they are off to a solid start in this National Hockey League season. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.